This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They look for stickiness, contamination, and seed coat fragments in their surveys with the milks. And again, the U.S. has been evaluated in these surveys. Not only U.S. as a whole, but also the ITMF breaks it out by regionals.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Closer look at this result shows that areas of the United States that have very clean raw cottons come from the Texas High Plains, the Memphis area, Pima in the west, and then southeastern and California cotton. So this is good news for U.S. cotton producers and the U.S. cotton industry. Also saw a similar decline in stickiness, which 8 to 10 years ago was a big concern and big problem in certain growths in the United States. But we seem to have a handle on that, and in recent years that has not been seen as a problem, and hopefully we will stay on top of that and continue to keep a lid on stickiness issues.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And it appears that it's paying dividends from the standpoint that the United States is known now as one of the least contaminated growths of cotton in the world, have passed our competition in that area, and hopefully we'll continue to build on that reputation as a source of clean, contamination-free cotton.